in Charlotte. We have to put a bit of a caveat on it, because while the UCC is returning with a 5-day respite care experience, if you want to set really 7-day respite is what's vitally needed in Mancharlis. The agency have submitted it in their budget considerations to the agency nationally, and I hope that that'll be taken on board, and I'll be pushing to make sure that that is taken on board, because a 7-day service is really what's needed for parents who use Mancharlis. Currently, it has been run on a 5-day service from Monday to Friday, which isn't really advantageous to families, but suits the HSE, but it's really families that they should be serving.
In relation to Dunloe Community Hospital, the hospital's undergoing a refurbishment, so it will be welcome whenever it is completed and the services return there also.
They should be completed by early December of this year, and that will have a full capacity then of 34 beds, which will be 17 long-term and 17 short-term beds in Dunloe Hospital, and I think that's very welcome, and I hope that this work will finish on time and that the services will be available, because it's vitally important as well, and there's a bad need for respite care right in the whole area that Dunloe services, and they need to make sure that they do provide the needs for the community.
And respite services right across the county have been greatly disrupted in recent weeks, so it's vital that the HSE and those responsible for providing such care wake up and ensure that there is no more disruption.
Yeah, we have to get back to full service indeed, which they're going to develop services right across the board, because it's vitally important. Families need respite, and they need to ensure that they can get some breaks so that they can continue on then providing what they're doing, the state's work, and providing services on behalf of the state. And if they can be able to do that as fully as possible, I think the least they could expect is to have a decent respite service.